Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, welcome to the Spurs Show. Mike Lee here. Thank you so much for joining us this weekend. We face Luton Town. We've had some battles with them over the years. Obviously, pretty much a London derby. I know they're Bedfordshire, but they're always one that you sort of thought, well, you know, easy one to get to. The ground barely hasn't changed since all those years ago. To discuss the game this weekend, returning all the way from down under, David Harris is here. How are you, David?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
A pleasure. And also returning Mr. Simon Lipson. How are you, Simon?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks. And also thanks for having me on.
Oh, an absolute pleasure. Well, it's been a while, as I said, since we played Luton Town. We last played them in the 1990-91 season. For 2 points, can anyone remember the score at Kenilworth Road?
0-0.
Correct. Correct.
Wow. Wow.
And can anyone remember the result the season before at Kenilworth Road?
0-0.
Correct. And can anyone remember the score the season before that at Kenilworth Road?
Was that the 88-89, 3-1?
No, the one and before. That would have been the 99. So 1991, it would have been, I think. But my point is we drew three times then 0-0. And then you're right.
Yep.
Before that, 3-1. Howells. I think Walsh and Gascoigne. The last time we lost there, 87 under David Pleat. Pleat went back to Luton as a Tottenham manager. And we've had David Pleat on the show talking about how horrible the Luton chairman was with all the stuff that went on in obviously in the papers in his personal life. It must have been weird to go back there and we don't beat them. So there we are. It's been a while. Simon, you've been to Kenilworth Road?
I have actually, for the life of me, can't remember what year it was. I was probably a student. I can't remember. All I remember was standing in a shed. I've got this vague idea that Hoddle was playing and Archibald scored, but
right.
I may be wrong.
Yeah, it's my memory of it. Sort of a lot of sort of typical old corrugated iron, very small ground. For me, straight up the M1, pretty easy to get to. Dave, have you ever had the pleasure of going to Kenilworth Road when you lived in the UK?
Yeah, so Simon, I reckon you're there 83, 84. I reckon that we won 4-2. Yeah. I reckon Dick and Cook were playing and that game. So I went to school in St Albans,
Okay.
So there's a lot of people in my class were Luton fans.
Right.
So if you remember when David Evans, that lovely chairman as described by Mr Pleat, banned all away fans. They played on Astro and they introduced that kind of ID card thing, which Maggie wanted to do.
That's right.
I went to the game that Pleat, the first game that Pleat went back. So I am there. There's no other Tottenham fans. I'm in the Luton end and it was a horrible atmosphere. I think we lost 2-0. I think someone put the sign Judas on the bench above his head. I remember a scholar in his book was complaining vociferously to Evans about that. And then the game, as you said, the time that Pleat went back there, I think it was the 87-88 season. And I went to that as well, again, stood in the Luton end, no away fans. And we got beat 2-0. So I've got, I've been to Luton a couple of times. It's an interesting place to go, that's for sure. I'm not sure that Caesar's Palace Luton's around anymore, Mike.
No, I always get it mixed up with Baileys. Baileys was in Watford, wasn't it? Baileys. These awful nightclubs. I think Caesar's Luton.
Kudos. I went to Kudos. It
was Baileys first, yes. And then it was Kudos.
Yes.
Baileys. I saw Gary Glitter there in the late 70s. There we are. Can't really say that anymore, but I just did. my memory of Luton was always sort of the Mick Harford days, which were probably around 82, 83. He was obviously a very good striker, still connected with the club. The only time I remember supporting Luton was, I think it was 87 when they beat Arsenal in the League Cup final, didn't they? That year.
Yeah.
That was. I think they did after. Was that the same season when Arsenal did us twice in the semi-finals? Was that the Littlewoods Cup? And then
that was the following. It was the following season. So the holders, and that was Gus Caesar's finest hour.
Yeah,
if you remember. And I think he played Kenny Sampson at right back, and then they lost. I think the Steam Brothers won. Yeah,
that's right.
That was a fantastic moment.
Yeah, I mean, incredible when you know. I did a bit of research for such a small club. How a bit like Watford, as I said, how they stayed in the Premier League for quite some time. But since 1991, I think, didn't they go non-league? It's something, they were out the league completely a little while back. It's amazing how they've come back. No one saw them getting promotion last year. And obviously, they've struggled this season, but probably a bit of a coup and bust for a lot of people. Won at Goodison last week and deserved to win, Simon, by look of things. They played to their strengths and deserved to get the 3 points.
It looked like it, yeah. It looked like they were in control. It's weird. Everton is such a weird side. I mean, they were brilliant for the previous match, and then they seem to just implode again. Looks like they're terrified to play in front of their own crowd, and the crowd get onto them pretty quickly. But Luton, you know, perhaps they're adjusting, and you know, and that's of course, you know, I think we'd have this conversation, you know, last year or the year before, any year actually, frankly, before this year, you'd be going banana skin, wouldn't you? That's the first thing you'd be saying. Typical Spurs. We're going to go to some crappy ground with a team that's struggling, and we're going to balls it up. So it'll be interesting to see how we fare. The weekend. I mean, I think they're on the up, but I think we're even more on the up, and I know you'll ask me for a prediction at the end of this.
I will. I can mull that over for now. David, again, the fans are very near you. It's a very tight pitch. Tottenham allocation was very, very small for this game. So I know that they're sort of gold dust. You could argue, although Simon sort of said this team and whatever, you could argue because we still have a relatively young team, players that have probably never played at a place like Luton. I think this game is going to be tougher than many of us might be thinking. 12:30 kickoff as well, isn't it? Annoying lunchtime kickoff.
Oh, I do like the annoying lunchtime
kickoff. I do. It was better for you, isn't
that
it?
Means it's much better for me. So the fact that they've moved the Chelsea game to Monday night, I'm in the UK that weekend. It means I can go. So thanks to you to the
Oh,
so I mean, what I like about Luton is the fact that their manager Rob Edwards was sacked by Watford last season. And he goes down the road to their rivals, and he gets some promotion to the Premier League. I think that's delicious in all its irony. It's going to be a tough game. But what I like about this team is that, you know, you looked at the North London derby. I think 6 or 7 players made their North London debut in that game. So they don't know what's called, you know, they don't know fear. You know, I think that, you know, it's a lot of these players, I'm sure, you know, coming through the ranks and things like that, I'm sure Destiny has played at some small grounds and, you know, in his career so far in Italy. So I think it will be a game that will be, as I said, I'm pleased that they won last weekend because it means there's no Dr. Tottenham nonsense about all that rubbish. And their goals look very good as well. So they will be a threat. The crowd will be up for it. We need to take this seriously. I mean, there's been talk about resting players and this, that, really? And the other day, Son injury. Yeah.
Well, there is a,
I mean,
there just an injury, the point of view, but hopefully yeah, have got, this week they can get over stuff.
Well, know? That's exactly right, and that's why it's good that we're not in European competition. So it's going to be a potential banana skin, but, you know, if we want to get top four, top five, we need to win.
Simon, the thing that always puts dread in my heart is when is when someone writes, oh, it's a lunchtime kickoff. We could be top first before everyone else kicks off.
Yeah.
You know, as soon as you read that, you're like, well, that's just bugging it up, isn't it? How many times have we sat there and went, oh, we could be top for a little bit? This is my concern.
Yeah, it's an absolute alarm bell kind of going off, you know, for all those reasons. I don't know. We don't have to start tinkering with the team. I wouldn't be surprised to see Brennan back, assuming he's fit. But beyond that, and maybe moving Sonny back to the middle. But beyond that, you know, we've kind of got a fairly well established 11 or perhaps 12. We've got goodish, you know, good people coming off the bench. Whether I know we're not, well, perhaps none of us are great fans of Højbjerg, but I think he's a pretty decent player, the kind of guy I quite like coming on late on.
In this kind of game, I agree. In this kind of game,
yeah,
I agree.
Hanging on, or this, you know, you've got a team that's really gritty and determined. You need a Højbjerg out there. I like Skip as well, and it's going to be an interesting one, but. You know, ordinarily, Mike, you know, I've been coming on the Spurs show for I don't know how many years now, and I don't think I've ever predicted a Spurs win.
Don't change things now. Well, let's go to a very, very quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to get David and Simon's predictions for this weekend's game against Luton Town. Back in a minute. And we're back for the break. Don't forget, for premium content, including a daily news show, go to patreon.com/Spurs Show, Spurs Show merchandise. We've got the new Postecoglou t-shirt, some Paul Whitehouse, Bob Marley and Spurs kit, Emma Raducanu, Adele, some great, great merch. Go and check that out. Click the link in the description to this podcast. As I mentioned earlier this week, our live shows are up and running. Get yourself a Spurs season ticket. Come to all our monthly live events. You and two mates get in. It works out like £3 each. It's well worth it. Or if you just want to come to the next one with the great Bobby Davro returning, again, click the link to the description of this podcast and follow us on our social media, Facebook, X and Instagram. Leave us a nice review on Apple Podcasts. David, before we get your predictions, tell the listener a little bit about the Cheese Room podcast, which I've known for a very, very long time, has an international flavour about it. Where can people find that?
Started by an Australian who lives very near a koala park at Pennant Hills, very famous, important landmark in Sydney. So basically, it's basically started by him. It's kind of an expat global flavour. You know, Aviva, your cousin Mike's heavily involved in it as well. So it's on YouTube on Monday nights, Wednesday nights, Friday nights, 9 p.m. UK time. We do match previews and reviews, and the Wednesday show is more of a conversationalist piece. And then there's a podcast as well, which is very, very much concentrated in relation to the fact that it'll do a review of the game and then a little bit look of the week ahead as well. And so it's like from people from Brazil, Austria, UK as well, the States, and down here in Australia as well. It's been going for a number of years. As I always said, the Godfather, the Spurs show is the Vito Corleone of the Spurs pod world. I'd say the Cheese Room is the Michael Corleone, and other channels are the Sonny Corleone. So if people want to tune into that, it'd be much appreciated.
It must be nice to you just getting up, doing it at a normal time as well.
No, we don't. Yeah, well, it's UK folk. It's kind of driven from the UK. We did. The clocks have just changed. Right. But normally, I normally do the YouTube shows, which is Friday night UK, every other weekend. So I'm up for like 5:30, 6 o'clock, half of the year, and then the clocks change, and it'll be 8 a.m.
You must have very understanding family, David.
Well, that's a whole other story, which we don't need to go into now.
Okay.
But
maybe you don't have an understanding family. Okay.
Once was one is less understanding. But, you know, my boys, my oldest is massively into Tottenham as well. We're getting through the concept of trying to watch a game blind, not knowing the score. They don't quite get it that, you know, you don't say anything about the game if you know it, but we're working on that concept at the moment for sure.
Quite right. Very, very nice. Well, thanks for mentioning that. So, well, it's that time, really. It's prediction time. Simon, you've had time to mull over. You've already flagged up. You've never predicted a Tottenham win, which is staggering. I never knew that. That's shocking. That's shocking. Even during the Pochettino days, that's terrible. Well, yeah.
Can I just say I've never predicted a Spurs win and I've always been right. So that's scary. So, this is I'm going to break a habit of a lifetime here. I'm going 3-0. It would take us a while to break them down. Once we've broken them down, it's plain sailing. So 3-0, that's it.
3-0 to Tottenham. David, what's your prediction for Saturday?
I'm going to evoke memories of that last win there. I think it was 88-89. We're going to win 3-1. Madison's going to score the third. He's then going to have his tongue hanging out. He's going to lie on his back. And Sonny will playfully put his studs on his chest like Chrissy Waddle did when Gazza scored the goal. So 3-1.
Beautiful. I'm going to go tighter than that. I'm going to say 2-1. But it's going to be tougher than I think many of us initially thought. I just, you know, horrible ground, horrible club, horrible area. It's a shithole, let's be honest. Lunchtime, you know, play. I don't know. I can just see it being tougher than maybe we think. But anyway, but I certainly know Dominic Powell is coming on the show on Monday. He's got a lucky golden ticket. He'll be there, so it'd be great to get his take on what the atmosphere was like in and around the ground. Well, look, Simon, so lovely to have you back on. Thank you for coming on to the Spurs Show. David, thank you for getting up at silly o'clock to entertain us and regale us. It's very, very kind of you to come on. Everyone at home, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back again on Monday, looking back at the game we've just discussed. Theo Delaney will be hosting. Until the next time, how about you, Spurs? If you want to advertise on or sponsor this show, check us out at playbackmedia.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.